This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is a big day in the show. This is why. We have been tracking the New Orleans prison escape from the beginning, from day one. And I told you guys that every time I heard an update, I was going to share it with you guys. Now, you remember back in May, 10 prisoners escaped a New Orleans jail. Now, they found some of them very, very quick. Like some of them, they didn't even make it 12 hours. A couple of them got arrested in the French Quarter. A couple other people got arrested a couple days later. One person got to Baton Rouge, which is like an hour outside of New Orleans. But there was one person that had evaded police for quite some time. Now, his name is Derrick Grove. Now, Derrick Grove, no laughing matter. He is a very dangerous individual. But they found him. And we updated you guys that he was found. All of them are captured. They're back in custody. They putting that man under the jail. But we didn't know the how they had found him because he had evaded police for quite some time. And in order for a break in the case, you need somebody to step forward. There has to be some information that's given. You and I speculated, Rob, that we thought it was a relative. You found out where he was. You realized that the reward money was 100K. You called the phone and said, Derek down there in that house. That's what we thought originally. We didn't know. The text line was speculating that maybe the weed man dimed him out. You owed somebody some money. You couldn't pay the money. They told the authorities where you were located. Well, now we have the official report on what happened. So according to WSB-TV, a local Atlanta station, Derrick Grove's girlfriend called the police. This is the story. WSB is reporting that a neighbor had seen him, but you know how some people are, hey, that ain't got nothing to do with me. He was living there with this girl. Well, the neighbor heard a little bit of fighting between Derrick and the girlfriend in the early morning hours. And the police have now said that Derrick Grove's girlfriend, for whatever reason, got fed up. The argument, I don't know what happened in the argument, but the girlfriend is the one that called the tip line, and the girlfriend is the one that told the police where they were. She left the house. Next thing you know, SWAT team comes in, takes over the house, and then they find him and arrest him. So we don't got to speculate anymore. That's the official news report from WSB-TV. Rob, it wasn't the weed man. It wasn't Uncle Ray Ray, who found out where you were, that dimed you. He got into an argument with this girl. His girl had had enough, called the police, and put Derrick back behind bars. Now, I only really have one question about this, and we can move on. Now, I don't know this woman. I don't know him. But I do know this. If you are evading the police, if you are on the run, on the lam, you know who I'm trying to be extra nice to? My girl who's looking out for me. I'm going to look out for the girl that looked out for me. We all know women are incredibly loyal people. But if you piss her off, she will instantly turn into your worst enemy. I don't know what was said in this argument. I don't know what they were arguing about. They could have been arguing about how he ate the last of whatever food she was having. She brought him some food. He ate her food and his food. I don't know what they were arguing about. But I know if there's somebody I don't want to piss off, it's the woman that I'm living with that can instantly turn on me. You ain't got a job. You're not paying rent. You're not contributing in any way. It needs to be a yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. You need to be cleaning up. That house needs to be spick and span. When she's going to work and she comes back home, I'm doing everything I can to make sure that there's no problems for her. You get in one argument. Next thing you know, whoop, whoop. Now look at you. You're back in jail. You was getting good home-cooked meals. And now look at you. No conjugal visits for you. You're done. You're cooked. Now we can now officially put this story to rest. Everybody's back in jail. And now we know the last man, he had been living with this girl. They got in an argument. She called the police. And now he back in jail.
I think this extends to, now I'm not trying to give advice to people on the run, but whoever you're living with, man, woman, family, best friend, whomever, if you are on the run from the police and you are hiding in someone's house, let me tell you what you can't do. Get in a problem with the people you're living with. You have to be the best roommate, the best son, the best daughter, the best boyfriend, the best girlfriend, the best fiance, whatever your relationship with the people you are hiding with, you have to be the best version of that. You cannot get in an argument because that person has the trump card forever. I will put you back in jail. It's that simple. And it sounds like they got into an argument. The guy forgot, oh, she has the trump card. She called the police, and guess what? He's in jail. But the text line asks a fascinating question. Doesn't she get in trouble for aiding and abetting? Because even though she turned him in, it was, wasn't like he was there for 12 hours. He was there for a minute. That sounds like aiding and abetting to me. She may have shot herself in the foot by telling police, hey, I'm mad at this guy. He's living with me.
Rob, do you know a woman? You are telling me you don't know a woman that would potentially hurt herself to hurt you even more? That's what it sounds like to me. I mean, you can get a lawyer to probably get you out of that situation. Hey, I had a change of heart. He was threatening me. You can easily get out of this if you're hurt. Now, you're not getting the reward money. That's gone. You can't have him staying there, and now you think you're getting the reward money. Y'all was just watching the Falcons game on Sunday. So there's no chance you getting the reward money. But yeah, she probably is going to be charged with something. But she can get herself out of this. That's not the story. You know what? Whatever she gets charged with, she has a date to get out. You ain't never getting out. You're in there forever. You got a permanent residency. She has a temporary one. She probably going to get a little probation, a little fine, a little something. She's getting out of jail. You're not. You're in there for life. Man, all you had to do was just leave the toilet seat down, bro. That's all you had to do, man. All you had to do. She told you to get off that game. She told you bedtime was 11. You tried to push it. Now look at you. So that's the end of the story. That's the conclusion. That's the conclusion of the story, man. No more updates when it comes to that story. Derrick Groves, you're in jail.
We're gonna have an update of her prison sentence.
Nah, that's the end. We're fine.
What if she goes to prison, learn from him, and escapes? Like, it's the show Prison
Break. We'll have a new story. We'll have a new story.
Maybe she has a map of the jail tatted on her back the same way What's-His-Face did from that Fox show.
Yeah, that's what we're going to have. So that's the end of our updates of the New Orleans situation. All 10 prisoners back in jail. Girlfriend called it in. You guys did call it. I'll give you that. You guys were very adamant that this was a scorn lover that knew where he was. They got into it and called the police. So I had to at least update you. I had to tell you that you were right. Let's make fun of the Yankees one more time.
The Yankee lose. The Yankee lose. Let's go, baby. Let's go. Hey, let's do it again. The Yankee lose. lose. The Yankees lose.
Yankees lose. Let's go, baby.
I'm telling you that I don't know if Toronto is going to win the World Series or not, but the highlight of the baseball season is Vladimir Guerrero Jr. saying the Yankees lose with David Ortiz while Derek Jeter and Alex Rodriguez sit right there. You can never do anything cooler in baseball than that. You might hit 400. You might break Barry Bonds' record. You might, I don't know what the record for stolen bases. Maybe you have the longest hitting streak. You break Joe DiMaggio's hitting streak. There's nothing in baseball you can do that's cooler than saying the Yankees lose while in a conversation with Derek Jeter. And no, they lost. And you were a big reason of why they lost. That is the highlight of everything that you can accomplish in sports. Coming up on the other side, I saw a very interesting statistic about Bill Belichick I want to share with you guys, and we'll also get to the storylines for Week 6 in the National Football League. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, coming up in just a little bit, if you miss Chris Jones' media availability, we'll play that for you coming up in about 5-10 minutes or so. We'll also get to the storylines ahead of Week 6 in the National Football League. This is not about Jordan Hudson. I know that we like to have a little bit of fun, and the story's fun. But they're two consenting adults. They don't bother me. I mean, that's not going to stop me from getting these jokes off, but Jordan Hudson does not bother me. Bill Belichick, their relationship, it doesn't bother me. I don't care. You guys know I have a rule. I don't use my free time worrying about what you do in your free time. You're not hurting anybody. Hey, I have all the fun that you would like. Don't bother me. But I will say, Bill, how you moving got us looking at you a little funny. I saw this stat from Albert Breer, who does fantastic work with NFL Network. He tweeted this out. I've long felt that Bill Belichick was the GOAT, but now, Andy Reid without Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid without Pat is 184, 123, and 1, 13 playoff appearances, 8 division titles, 1 Super Bowl appearance, 11 playoff wins, and 8 top 10 offenses. Andy was a really, really good coach. And then he got a really, really good quarterback, and they have decided to make magic. It was like, I imagine, have you guys seen the movie Straight Outta Compton? And you remember the kind of music Dr. Dre was making? And then he gets introduced to Snoop Dogg, and it's like, oh, wait, they're about to make nothing but a G-thang together. Like, the perfect combination of people. That's what happened. You had the greatest producer and one of the most talented rappers together, and they made a classic album together. That's what Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes are. Now, it also goes on in this tweet to then read Bill Belichick without Tom Brady. Let me tell you, folks, it ain't good. Bill Belichick without Tom Brady, he is 83-101. He has made the playoffs 2 times. He has 0 division titles. He's never made the Super Bowl. He has just 1 playoff win without Tom Brady and has 0 top 10 offenses. Now, I don't know if that's a fair comparison. Belichick, a defensive guy. Reid, an offensive guy. The point still stands. I think we've known that with Belichick about the success minus Brady. So I'm not here breaking any news. You're not hearing something you haven't heard before. But the way that it ended in New England, where he got fired and they don't want to talk to him anymore. They don't want him back. There is a feud in the middle of it. That's not how things ended for Andy in Philadelphia. It was just time. Hey, you've been here long enough. We think there's a higher ceiling. You remember Andy was in the middle of some very serious personal stuff. Hey, it was just in everybody's best interest for Andy to just start over, start fresh, start anew. That's what it was. That's not what happened with Bill. Bill had all the power in the world in New England, and he was bad. And he made bad decision after bad decision after bad decision. And one day, Robert Kraft woke up and said, we don't want you here anymore. We don't want you around. In fact, we probably should have kept Tom and not kept you. And I think that made Bill hot. Bill's so mad at the Patriots, he won't even let North Carolina post Drake May highlights because of what school he got, what team drafted him. That's a staple of college teams. If you got a player and then they go off to the pros and they play well, they always tweet a good job, thank you. Tomorrow, if Andrew Wiggins scored 70 points, the Jayhawk, of course they're tweeting it out. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what your social media team is there for. Bill said, no, we don't even want your scouts up here. Can you imagine that? I know you guys are coming to look at our players as potential NFL prospects. You're not welcome here, is what Bill is saying. So you pair it with that, how bad things ended with the New England Patriots. And I don't know how anybody sees this thing ending well with the North Carolina Tar Heels. I don't know how you see this thing turning around. It's been noise from the beginning. It's never been quiet. Never. We've never talked about their football team. It's always been about Bill. It was about Bill all summer and his girlfriend shutting down interviews and then on emails and all of those things. And then after their first drive of the season, they've been getting their teeth kicked in weekly. Right now, their over-under in Vegas is 3.5. 3.5? They're terrible. They're bad. It's been bad. And you know, when people see that a ship is sinking, boy, they can't wait to jump off. And people are jumping off of that thing in droves. You're getting anonymous parents willing to comment on it. Bill Belichick is going to be bought out at the end of the season. It's $1 million. It's over. It's done. They're going to play out the string. They're not going to embarrass him. They're not going to fire him. Anytime you got to release a statement in the middle of the season and your AD gives a one sentence, we believe in our head coach, he's done. He's cooked. They're buying. They're working on a buyout now at this point. Bill, you're looking real funny in the light. I'm sorry. You're looking funny in the light. That it makes you really question everything. There's some sports radio topic you can always take out your bag. For about a decade there, one you could always take out of the bag was the trusty nine iron. It was, well, who's responsible for the Patriots dynasty, Bill or Tom? We got our answer. It wasn't you, Bill. It was not you at all. Tom, he's done great things without you. You ain't really done a whole lot great. Not at all. 83-101, two playoff bursts, never won his division, never been to the Super Bowl, one playoff win, and just, he's about to get run out of town at North Carolina. You're supposed to show up in North Carolina and be the man. They never won anything in football. Never. The only player you can name in North Carolina is Mitch Trubisky and Julius Peppers. You don't know anybody. This was easy. This was come in here, get them to 6-7 wins, you know, shake some hands, you know, just be Bill Belichick. Couldn't even do that, man. You couldn't even do that. And we all know how this Bill Belichick thing ends. It's just too loud. It's too noisy. If you're the parent of a very talented 19-year-old, would you let them commit to North Carolina right now? And does Bill seem like he's ready to put boots to the ground and do the dirty work? Does he seem like the type that's going to roll up his sleeves and really try to fix this thing? No. Bill, during the bye week, was in Nantucket. During the bye week, he was on vacation. That ain't the Bill Belichick that was coaching in the New England Patriots. You just took a bye week with your girl in the middle of the season when y'all just got y'all teeth kicked in. Bill, it's over. I told you guys, just go to the Ringer, get you a podcast, and start doing TikToks and YouTube videos. That's what you need to be doing. That's my advice to Bill Belichick.
I do think one thing real quick before you play the video, I apologize. The reporting on this does have an interesting note. He's open to talking about the hierarchy about a buyout if he finds a soft landing at another job or the media.
Yeah, he's about to with the media.
I agree with the media. What other job does he think he is ever getting in football ever again? It's been a disaster at North Carolina. It's been Charlie Weiss at Kansas.
The job in football he's about to get. He's about to get.
That's media to me.
Content creator for the Ringer. He's about to get weekly guest on Tuesdays on the Pat McAfee show. That's going to be his job in football.
I mean, this is Charlie Weiss, Les Miles at Kansas levels of bad.
I'm happy you brought that up. I didn't want to bring that up.
It's the obvious comparison.
Okay, I'm just saying. I didn't want to be the one. I didn't want to fire at your school. I didn't want to do that.
I actually don't know which one it is. Les Miles had some off the field kind of some stuff in his past that Jeff Long was a problem. This may be more Charlie Weiss behavior. Just out of his depth.
Let me play for you guys Chris Jones. Chris Jones earlier today had a press conference. He addressed the media to talk about the end of the game on Monday Night Football. Here's Chris Jones.
That's a teaching point for me, a little adversity. I can't think the play is over, you know what I mean? And it's a learning lesson, you know. Thought it was over, thought we had him down, so I kind of stopped, was about to celebrate, and then realized that he wasn't ill. And, you know, a teaching lesson for me is don't stop, you know.
Have you talked to your teammates? Did you feel the need to mention that to them?
No, I think they understand that. I thought the play was over with. And they understand I didn't quit, you know what I mean? It was just one of those instances where I thought he was down. Then I thought we was about to get him down again. And, oh, my God, he's not down. So they understand. They understand that. You know, it won't happen again.
Was it tough to watch on tape for the teammates after seeing that?
Yeah, me personally, I kind of grade myself different than how everybody else grade me. So for me, it was tough because it's like, I had the opportunity, you know what I mean? And I just thought he was down. And, you know, it's my job not to think. It's my job to finish. And, you know, I'll be better at it.
Chris, I think after the game, you deleted some of the social media stuff. I know a lot of you guys go look at your phone. Did you see stuff on the phone that you were like, I don't need this?
Well, I actually I actually, 2 days before the game, I posted a Drake quote. I see you in a summary of 2026, and I deleted my social media before the game. I never run from constructive criticism. I've never been that guy. I always addressed it head on. Actually, you know, it's a lot you can take from criticism. It's like fuel. It's like gas for me personally. So, for me to delete my social media, no, I didn't delete my social media because of a play that I thought was down and then run to. I deleted my social media days before. It just, you know. People wanted to address me head on social media, and they seen my social media wasn't active. So they figured that I deleted it for that. But it was deleted couple days before, you know. And I don't mind constructive criticism, you know. I don't mind it. You know, it's actually fuel for me. So for me to delete that, I've never been a guy. I've been in this league 10 years, never been a guy to run from it.
I guess with the extra attention, with a team like the Lions coming in, I guess with everything, how motivated are you for Sunday night?
I've been focused on the Lions since the game. You know what I mean? You can't hold your head on one play or one game. It's a week in and week out thing. You know, you learn from it. You take notes. Take the good, take the bad. It's never really as good as you seem. It's never really as bad as you seem. You just take the good with the bad, and you keep pushing.
Chris, I'm asking about the Detroit Lions offensive line. What are the challenges there with them?
They're battling a few injuries, but that group works really, really well together. I think they have one of the better right tackles in the game. Jerry Goff has a lot of playmakers around him. Running backs, St. Brown, and excuse me for getting this name wrong. You know, they got a lot of talent on that offensive side of the ball, and their running backs, some of the top tier running backs in the league, and they have one of the fastest receiver core in the league. So it's going to be a challenge for us, especially to get after their quarterback to affect them, to put us in a position to win this game.
Couple more.
Chris, is one of the lessons here for you is you're never too old to learn lessons.
That's the thing about life. Every day is a lesson. It's about what you take from it, man. You know, fortunately for me, I'm able to see it, and you guys are able to talk about it. But, you know, you can take a lot from it. What I just took from it, you just got to finish. It's not like I quit on anything. I thought he was done. So from now on, I'll make sure I finish.
Last one.
You said you deleted your social media before, and you mentioned you posted something. What was the impetus between getting rid of it at that point?
Yeah, because I take social media breaks. You're like, I just came off of a seven month binge of no social media. Like, I go through the periods where I don't need any social media. Sometimes it's not beneficial for me if it's not any brand deals that I have contracts with. So once I finished my contracts with my brand deals, I was like, I don't even want social media. It's all a facade. So I actually deactivated all my social media. I actually, a couple days before the game, I called my agents and I'm like, do I have any pending contracts with any brand deals before I deactivate my social media? And they was like, well, we're working on it, but you can deactivate it. I was like, cool, I'm going to deactivate it before we go play Jacksonville.
I mean, I understand getting off of Twitter. I don't know if Instagram kind of got me. Rob TikTok kind of got me. I ain't getting what's going on over there. People just kind of leave me alone over there. I'm just here to post pictures. I'm here to look at pictures, and I'm here to mind my business. I would have kept Instagram if I was Chris Jones. Hey, do what you got to do. I certainly understand getting off Twitter, but Instagram, come on now. These pictures aren't going to like themselves. That's what I'm here to tell you. These pictures, somebody's got to like them. That's my job, to like these pictures. I'm tapping the hell out of that screen. You get two thumbs up for the outfit that you put on today. So, no, I wouldn't have got off there. But, no, that was Chris Jones. I just wanted to play that for you guys. And we actually learned something during there. Maybe you didn't learn something. I learned something. Remember how yesterday I was telling you guys how everybody has a name that they can't pronounce? I was telling you guys that the quarterback for UCLA that used to be at Tennessee, I have no clue how to pronounce his last name. Gronk, he can't pronounce Emeka Egbuka.
But Baker Mayfield also did it without his number one wide receiver, Mike Evans. And you got to give credit to this rookie sensation wide receiver out of Ohio State, Emeka Egbigbu, going for over 100 yards.
So that's the name that Gronk can't say. We learned that Chris Jones can't say Amon-Ra St. Brown.
St. Brown, yeah. Excuse me for getting this name wrong.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. You can't commit if you don't know. He tried. Like, St. Brown, yeah, I know that. That's, you know, my bad. That, see, no, I, Chris, that wasn't disrespect, and I hope that Amon-Ra St. Brown doesn't take it like disrespect. Everybody's got a name they can't pronounce. Amon-Ra St. Brown, that's the name for Chris Jones. He can't say it. We learned that today. That's the number one thing that I learned. That's the most important thing. Just call him St. Brown. We all know who it is. Hey, that really talented receiver on the line, St. Brown, he's a dog. Yeah. You never got to say his first name. People know who you're talking about. You guys know who Nico is, the quarterback that used to be at Tennessee, that now is at UCLA, that left because of NIL. I don't ever have to say his last name. Rob, what was yours again? I forgot.
I can't. I mean, mine was probably the manager of the Royals, Q. Because I've heard it so many ways. I just say Q.
Okay. Somebody said, say the Cal Bears quarterback. I don't know. I don't even.
I don't follow the Cal Bears enough to know.
You think on a Saturday I'm watching Cal play?
Come on. I think they're 4-1. One of the better teams in the ACC.
Okay.
You know, powerhouse ACC school, Cal.
Who have they played so far this season?
I mean, they play in the ACC, so no one.
Okay, well, there's teams. You could have played Miami.
They haven't played Miami, and they haven't played Georgia Tech, so they have played no one in the ACC.
Okay, this is who they played so far. Oregon State.
Easy.
Texas Southern.
Easy.
Minnesota. Boston Tuffy. College. Those are their wins. Okay, well.
Boston College, that's a big one.
Yeah, I see why I haven't watched them. They're 4-2. I've never watched that team. I see what you're trying to get with the quarterback. I don't even want to try to pronounce his name because why in the world am I talking about Cal football? I should never be talking. The only reason we should be talking about Cal because we got Mitchell Schwartz in studio. That's the only reason why we should be talking about Cal. There ain't no other reason for us to be talking about Cal football on this show. You know what? We're going back to making fun of the Yankees.
The Yankee lose. The Yankee lose. Let's go, baby. Let's go. Oh, hey, let's do it again. The Yankees lose. The Yankees lose. Yankee lose. Let's go, baby.
That just makes me smile. It really brings a smile to my face. They were really happy. They were really celebrating that the Yankees lost. I mean, that just makes me happy. I find myself, honestly, I like to root against teams more than I like to root for my own team. Just knowing that there are fan bases that are unhappy, that brings me happiness. And knowing that Yankees fans, once again, don't win a championship. Like, there's a 17-year-old Yankees fan that has never seen them win the World Series. He doesn't know what the Derek Jeter, Jorge Posado, Bernie Williams years are like. That doesn't make you happy. That's got to bring a smile to your face. The Royals have won a World Series more recently than the Yankees have. That doesn't make you smile. You're not happy about that? I'm thrilled about it. I love it. Go Royals. So I just wanted to share that story with you. That's what I wanted to share. The Yankees lose. The Yankees lose. Rob, can we talk about this for just a bit? And we're going to be joined here coming up by Gabe DeArmond of PowerMizzou.com. Why are so many people complaining about preseason polls? Now, I understand. Texas ended up not being good. Penn State ended up not being good. The preseason polls don't matter. They also don't have any bearing on who actually goes to the college football playoff. I would understand the complaining about preseason polls in college football if it was 2001. Because they really mattered in 2001. They were a major factor. The polls, they don't matter until the end of October. That's when you need to pay attention, and that's when you need to care. I don't care what number is behind anybody's name. It's like Mizzou right now, as they're getting ready for this game against Alabama. I have no clue what Missouri is ranked because it doesn't matter what Missouri is ranked. It doesn't matter what Alabama is. Focus on yourself. Win your games. As long as you do that, you'll always be fine, especially if you're in a Power Four conference. It's not like Missouri's a group of five school. So it's going to work out. You play Alabama. You go on the road and play Vanderbilt. You play Oklahoma. You play Texas A&M. If you win the games you're supposed to win, it don't matter where you were ranked in the preseason. You'll keep getting ranked. You'll keep moving up the polls. I just feel like now we're overreacting about the preseason polls. They're fun. That's what they are. They're fun. They're nice little talking points. They're cool for the video game. They're cool for the first week of the season when you can say two is going up against four. But now in a playoff system where there's 11 available spots for the Power Four schools, it does not matter where you were ranked in the preseason because eventually you got to play somebody. Last year, we saw Indiana make the college football playoff. We saw SMU make the college football playoff last year. So if you don't make the college football playoff and you're in the Big 12, SEC, ACC, it's your fault. I don't want to hear about it. It's not the preseason rankings fault why you did make it. Missouri has all the chances in the world to make it. KU had all the chances in the world. K-State, whatever team you want to throw out there, it did not matter where you were ranked preseason. There's no reason to complain about them anymore.
I get what you're saying, but can I wait until I see the first college football playoff rankings? Because you and I both know there's going to be an inherent bias, and they're going to have the committee chair. I don't know who the committee chair is anymore, but they're going to have the committee chair on ESPN one night, and they're going to be like, hey, why did you have Team X over Team Y? And they're going to be like, oh, well, they won a game against a ranked opponent in week two, and you're going to pull your hair out because that team isn't ranked anymore. It's only a matter of time before we slight Georgia Tech because, oh, well, they don't have a tough schedule, but we credit, I don't know, pick another team in college football. We credit Ohio State, who has just as easy of a schedule right now as Georgia Tech, and we say, well, in week one, they had to beat Texas, and Texas was top 10. But we know now Texas is not a top 10 school, so
that's fair.
Why have them at all? On week six, which I believe when the college football rankings come out, just have the first rankings be then. If you think you need
a number
next to
their name,
but
I would guess I would argue, though, the only rankings that matter, that's what happens. It does not matter what the AP thinks. It does not matter what the coaches poll. That is not how we determine anything anymore. So I see people making that argument. Wait until week six to release it. Why do they do it then? Because it looks good on television is why they do it. It looks good on television when you see a number by a team's name. The rankings that matter start Tuesday, November 4th. Those are the ones that matter. They have a television show by it. And for 6 weeks, they tell us who's ranked. So don't worry about it now. Don't look at it. It doesn't matter. Win your games. That's all you got to do. If you're in the Big 12, win the games you're supposed to win. You got Cincinnati at home, beat them. You got Iowa State at home, beat them. That's all you need to worry about. What does it matter? And then once you get to November and you keep winning the games you're supposed to win, the only people that matter are the 12 people that are on the committee and how they feel about your team and how you played in those games. So I don't care. I don't care if Missouri was ranked, unranked, ranked number one. It does not matter. I don't care. It doesn't matter. We now have a good idea of what you need to do to make the college football playoff. You can't lose more than twice. And if you lose twice, you put yourself in a position where another two-loss team might be ahead of you. Win your games. That's all you got to do. Take care of your own business. Put in your own work around here, and you'll be fine. Coming up on the other side, we are going to be joined by Gabe DeArmond of PowerMizzou.com. You could maybe argue that Missouri is a part of the biggest game in college football this weekend. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. On your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates.
From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Gabe DeArmond of PowerMizzou.com. You could maybe argue that Oregon and Indiana have the biggest game this weekend. I'm arguing it's Mizzou and Alabama. Gabe, how you doing, man?
Not bad. What's going on, Kerry?
Doing good, man. Happy to have you on the show today. You certainly have a better frame of reference than I do when it comes to this. I think this is the biggest Mizzou home game since they beat Texas A&M in Johnny Manziel's last game. Is there a game more recent than that I'm missing?
2014, the next year against Arkansas to win the SEC East, there was so much at stake there. I mean, you had to win that game and you're in the conference title game. So I think that's bigger. You could argue maybe LSU in 2023, defending national champs and all that. But this is in the conversation.
Yeah, it just feels like a really, really important game. And I think this just feels to me about one of those like changing perceptions games. I think the perception is that Missouri just doesn't have a lot of these kinds of wins. The perception around Alabama has really changed in the last couple of weeks. That happens when you go on the road and beat Georgia and you beat Vanderbilt. This is kind of the last in that swing for them. And at least Mizzou, I think in the SEC and certainly under Eli Drinkwitz, they just don't have a lot of these wins under their resume.
Yeah, I mean, nobody does, though. I mean, Alabama and Georgia don't lose many games. LSU doesn't lose many games. So you're right. Missouri, you know, this is kind of that final frontier for Eli Drinkwitz is, okay, he has raised Missouri. This is very much what Gary Pinkel did. He raised Missouri's profile in the Big 12 where once you got past Oklahoma and Texas, I mean, Missouri was in the conversation for that next best team. And then what Gary, he finally in 2010 broke through and beat Oklahoma, but again, like we heard this for years about Gary Pinkel at Missouri. And the truth was, yeah, those teams don't lose very many games. So Drink has this program, I think in the conversation of like, look, this is nobody's saying this is yet an elite program, but they're kind of in that next tier. And these are the kind of games that if you win them can get you into the elite tier.
Right now, we're talking to Gabe DeArmond of PowerMizzou.com, getting you ready for Mizzou and Alabama on Saturday morning. Gabe, when you watched Alabama, what stands out to you?
They're good. I mean, they can throw the football as well as anybody in the country. Ty Simpson and his receivers, I think a lot of weapons there. But I just keep coming back to with this Alabama team, like, they could win the national title. They could be the best team in the country. But they don't have that, well, nobody can possibly beat them feeling. And it's not just because Florida State beat them, but it's the top of the sport has come back closer to everybody else. So that I don't think, you know, there was a time when Alabama got off the bus and you were basically down two touchdowns. Just the fear factor. And I don't think that fear factor is there anymore.
Yeah, I think at least for me, the big reason that is I thought that Alabama just had such a significant advantage against teams on both the offensive and defensive line. Like, if you look at the last 10, 15 years, how many guys in the NFL played on that D-line, and they just had three or four future NFL players on the offensive line, they don't seem nearly as dominant up front, and that's where, at least in this matchup, I feel like Missouri has a chance, because we know this Missouri team is going to run the football, they're going to stay committed to it, and they might have the best running back in college football.
Yeah, I mean, if Missouri's going to win this game, I think that's where they're going to win it. Not only, you know, up front on offense, but up front on defense. Because if this becomes a game where Missouri sits back and lets Ty Simpson, like, if this becomes Missouri's defensive backs against Alabama's wide receivers, Missouri's going to lose that game every single time. They need to get pressure with this defensive line that, you know, Damon Wilson and Zion Young are among the national leaders in pressure rate. I think Chris McClellan inside is a really underrated guy who's had a good season. So it seems weird to say, but if Missouri's going to win it, I think the biggest difference will be up front on both sides of the ball.
I love having the Heisman conversations, and it certainly makes sense. I understand the sport that the quarterbacks right now are getting a lot of love in that Heisman conversation. If Ahmad Hardy has the game that he had against Kansas, the game that he had against South Carolina, if he can replicate that against Alabama, he is going to be on a lot of nationals people radar and really put himself in the Heisman favorite conversation.
I mean, he's already, I think, on that radar, but, like, look, the Heisman is going to be – if you're in the playoff, you have a chance to win the Heisman. If you aren't, you probably don't. Now, there are exceptions, Travis Hunter, but, like, I don't think Ahmad Hardy's going to suddenly start playing outside linebacker. So, for the most part, I mean, it's – the Heisman has become, let's pick an offensive player, preferably the quarterback, on one of the best teams in the country. And, yeah, I guess if he has a good game and they win tomorrow, Ahmad Hardy fits that bill.
Right now, we're talking to Gabe DeArmond of Power Mizzou here for a couple more minutes. Gabe, who do you think the X factor for Missouri is in pulling off the slight upset?
Yeah, offensively, I would go with Brett Norfleet, just a guy that kind of can help you move the chains in the passing game. He's had a good year. You know, is this kind of a coming out party for him on a bigger stage? Defensively, I don't really know that there is an X factor, because, like I said, I think the biggest factor in this game is you have to pressure Ty Simpson. So, I don't know, pick a guy that manages to get in the backfield a lot, and that's who I'd pick. If you really want the X factor, though, it's what if this game comes down to a kick?
Yeah, that's a big question there. How confident are you in Missouri if this does come down to a 42-yard field goal to win it?
About 50-50. And that will be true if it's a 32-yard field goal or a 52-yard field. I mean, I have no idea. Every kick is going to be a little bit of an adventure. I would say that I don't think that would be Eli Drinkwitz's game of choice, is to have it come down to a 42-yard field goal. Or if it comes down to a 42-yard field goal, I think he might prefer the other team is kicking it.
Last couple of questions here, Gabe. Let's just start with this. I think you always just want to be in a position where you got a shot to make the college football playoff. There's no question that Missouri has a shot. I mean, if you're looking at their schedule right now, you have Alabama on the road against Auburn, on the road against Vanderbilt, A&M. I guess you could throw that Mississippi State game in there. They're a little better than people thought, but that's a game you should win at home. And then on the road against Oklahoma. So if you're looking at those five, I'm guessing Missouri probably has to go 3-2 at a minimum to put themselves in the playoff conversation at the end of the year.
I mean, depending on what happens tomorrow, yeah. If they lose Saturday, then they've got to go 5-1 in the last six. They've got to be 10-2, you know. And then I think that will, in most scenarios, be good enough. If you go 10-2 in the SEC, I think you are give yourself an excellent shot to get in, and that's why Saturday is big, because it's the difference between having to finish 4-2 and having to finish 5-1.
What are you hearing about Eli Drinkwitz in Florida? I feel like that's like the hot rumor right now in college football. I think we all know that they're probably going to let go of their coach at the end of the year. Drinkwitz would just make a lot of sense. What are you hearing?
Well, first of all, I mean, this time last year, everybody had Billy Napier fired, and he didn't get fired. He's just coming off a win over Texas, so we'll see. if they make that move, yeah, I assume Eli will get a call. I would be surprised if he didn't. You know, I think he will be one of the hotter names in the country for big-time programs looking to make a hire. I would also argue, and I did in a column yesterday, like, he has everything he needs here. I'm not sure Florida is a better job than Missouri, to be quite honest with you. So we'll see. Ultimately, it would come down to his opinion and how he feels about things, and I certainly don't know that. But I also think, hey, you got 7 games left that could get you a season that you haven't seen around here, so I'll worry about the other stuff if it happens.
Gabe, have you made your official prediction yet? If you have, I missed it. Have you picked a winner yet?
No, I mean, I don't know. I do enough interviews that I pick a winner 9 different times during the week. Look, I'm leaning toward picking Missouri. I haven't picked a final score yet. This just kind of feels like it's time to break through this imaginary frontier here. And, you know, it reminds me of Oklahoma week in 2010.
That is Gabe DeArmond of PowerMizzou.com joining us on the show today. I saw this stat, Gabe. It's the first top 15 matchup in Columbia since the 70s. I know the BCS ranking, but it's been a long time since there's been a big home game of this magnitude in Columbia. Always appreciate your time, Gabe. Thanks for popping on today.
All right. Have a good one.
Absolutely. That's Gabe DeArmond of PowerMizzou.com joining us on the show. We'll get to that more coming up on Friday as we get you ready for the game. Coming up at the top of the hour, I asked Rob to do one exercise. I asked Rob to write down every team in the NFL that he thinks is good. I did the same. We'll go through it. Keep it right here. So drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control, or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.